Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 32. I'm collapsing for the 100th time on this path. I just can't find my way home. I'm flooded again and again, and I can't look through all of this turmoil in my nervous system. It just feels too much. After working with many trauma therapists, reading all about trauma, listening to probably all of your videos again and again, I'm still ending up at the same place. Like right now, I'm sitting in my car. I can't find any resource, no safety, nothing that feels good. I can't tell if I desperately need contact to someone or if I just have to be totally on my own again to feel safe. I always loved being in contact with people, looking into each other's eyes, melting into the moment. But for so many years now, after a very long and painful breakup, this seems to be not possible for me anymore. How can I finally find my way back? Thank you for any help with this. You write, ending up at the same place. This place is your childhood. In fact, you have never been left this place. You are still living in your childhood, your nervous system. So what happened in the past may be that you were successfully compensating this state, but actually you are still, your nervous system, your body-mind system still lives in the childhood and in that traumatic situation or setting of your childhood. So this is the first thing, yeah? It has not been resolved. And what you write, after a very long and painful breakup, this just brought that up. It has nothing to do with a breakup as grown-ups. What you describe, the cause is attachment loss in early childhood. So it has nothing to do with that breakup. It's just a trigger for that, to bring it up. Or we could say the breakup destroyed your compensation, or the capacity for your system to compensate. So what you experience now, what you write, first is the stress in your body. Because the nervous system still lives in a way in that time as early child where you experience that traumatic attachment loss, and at the same time this state is not real anymore. It is real in the body, but it has no outside reality anymore. So it's important for you to realize that what you describe, your suffering, is just a body state. It's just a body state. It's a state of the nervous system that is not stable, that's not regulated. It is a body state of great need, of great urgency, that was a reality in your childhood, but it is not a reality today anymore. It's just the body that recreates that. It is important to understand and know that it has no reality on the outside. It is stress and urgency in the nervous system, a state of dysregulation. So again, what you write is a suffering state, or a state of the body that creates suffering, and it has no reality on the outside anymore. And because if you would see that, this incoherency, that would be strange. So if you, for example, if you would feel that and realize that the environment today is safe, that would be very strange. So what happens is the mind creates a projection on the outside so that everything seems to be coherent. Yeah, that's what you write. I can't find any resource, no safety, nothing that feels good. This is the projection of the mind to rationalize the body state of dysregulation, because there is no unsafety. So there is no, as a grown-up now, you are not in danger at all. So there is no insecurity, yeah, in the first place. And that nothing that there is nothing that feels good, this is also not true. It is not true, if you are honest. It is not true. So the mind projects nonsense to give it a meaning or a reason. Again, the body state you suffer from is real. It happens in your body today. That is real. Yeah, it's a real suffering because the body really recreates this stress in the nervous system. But the danger and threat from your childhood that was also real is now replaced by a projection. And this is how the body-mind system keeps the developmental trauma alive. And things don't change. So this is to give you the context that you understand your situation. What to do? Or let's look first into a question you wrote. I read that again. I can't tell if I desperately need contact to someone or if I just have to be totally on my own again to feel safe. This is your childhood. Yeah, desperately need contact, which was not possible. Or the other pole, just to be totally on my own again to feel safe. These are the poles of developmental trauma. The attempt to get in contact with the parents ends in the disaster. And so the mind thinks, or the system thinks, the only way to survive is to separate. These are two poles of developmental trauma, and both do not represent a solution because you cannot live alone as a child anyway, and the contact fails. So the system survives in a way that it moves between these poles. Yeah, because the actual attachment was not possible. But today it is possible. So both things you write are not the solution. You do not desperately need contact. That's not true. You are grown up. You are a grown up, and your life doesn't depend on contact. Your life, your physical survival doesn't depend on contact anymore. That was in your childhood. Yeah. And to withdraw from people, to remain alone, is not possible, because we are mammals. We need each other. We need relationships. Absolutely. But our life doesn't depend on it, our survival. The solution is to realize that you don't need desperately contact, because contact today is available almost everywhere, the way the contact you need as a grown up. So there's no desperation at all necessary. The desperation is nothing real. It's the projection of your childhood. Yeah, this is the desperation of your childhood. And again, it's triggered by your body state today. So if you haven't found a trauma therapist so far, you have to look further. Don't give up. Look for a trauma therapist that can help you as long as it needs. Don't stop that. If the next trauma therapist cannot help you, say goodbye, look for the next. Then, if this trauma therapist cannot help you, say goodbye and go to the next, until you find one who can help you and transform your suffering. And what I say is that this can be done absolutely. It is standard work for trauma therapists who are specialized on developmental and attachment trauma. It's nothing impossible. Yeah, I said that already in other videos. The research has been done. It's nothing unclear anymore. And if you read the videos and the papers from Dr. Stephen Porges about the polyvagal theory, and the book from Dr. Lawrence Heller, Developmental Healing, Developmental Trauma, you see that it is research. There are not so many questions open. The path is there. Healing is possible. Look for a trauma therapist that can help you as long as it needs. And the methods that I recommend is, for example, NARM from Lawrence Heller, Neuroaffective Relational Model. TRE is helpful, although it addresses more shock trauma. But anyway, it's helpful. Don't stop your search. Insist on a solution. And if you insist on a solution, the solution will appear in form of a person, a human, a therapist, or whoever that can help you. It's in a way that you create the solution, but this will go to the into esoteric aspects. The way, the point is to not, to don't, you don't stop searching. You insist on a solution, and then you will find this one who can help you. And what you can do also is to take part in my online workshops. There's an online workshop for floating, and there are still, I think, 13 free places. So you just take part, and then we'll see. It's a very intensive process, several days. Yeah, if you really want, take part. It's a possibility, and there are other possibilities, other great and good trauma therapists. What I say is the solution is there. The situation you project, you experience right now, it's not real anyway. But to realize that, you need some professional help. And this professional help is available. So desperation is not needed. Hopelessness is not needed. It's not needed any at all. Just go on and you will find the way out of this hell. It's the hell of developmental trauma.